Hello, one and all. Welcome to For the Love of God. Almost 3 years ago, and that's crazy that I'm saying that almost 3 years ago already. But anyways, almost 3 years ago, I recorded my very first episode, Who Really Is God? If you haven't heard it, I encourage you to check it out. Today's topic is going to be an extension of that. And thank you to everyone who's been listening and sharing. Thank you so much. God richly bless y'all. You see, since the beginning of time, the devil, our main enemy without, because we have an enemy within, which is sin, he has been playing the same game. If it ain't broke, let's fix it, right? What a mess. We need to see where he's coming from, so we're not blindsided. We need to stay alert to his tricks and schemes. The pattern is literally the same. 1 Peter 5, verse 8 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." Whom he may devour, I think, speaks to those who fall prey to his tricks and schemes, and that won't be us in Jesus' name, amen? To be sober, you have to stay in the Word of God. There are so many counterfeit messages out there today, especially today. And how can we know what is real? To know the counterfeit, we have to examine the real, not vice versa. This is how it is done with the banks, with money in the banks, right? And we can apply the same here. 2 Corinthians 10 verse 5 says, "Casting down arguments and everything, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." Everything, even our thoughts, must submit to the truth of God's word. See, an imitation can never be the original, no matter how good it is. It's always going to be an imitation, a great imitation at best. The devil, who's the master deceiver, never created anything, but always tries to either imitate what is already created or distort the original design by perverting the purpose for which that thing which is created for is designed for. And he does that in every way. He does this by going the opposite direction of what the truth says, the truth of the word of God. So you got to remember this. Simply put, the word is the truth. God is the truth. The devil is a liar. Always remember that. Know the truth to know the false. When I said since the beginning of time, I'm literally saying since the beginning of time of Adam and Eve. Yeah, way back in Genesis, the devil has been deceiving us or trying to deceive us. The same way, same method. So to deceive someone, you have to first have them question the truth or poke holes in the truth, as it were. So you first go to the one that you see is not standing 10 toes down on what they believe, then plant doubts, which will allow a way in. So James says, if we doubt, we're like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. Next, you tell half-truths and always make things sound sweet or appealing and smart. So let's go to the Garden of Eden for a second to see how the devil did this. In Genesis 3, verse 1 to 5, it says this, "Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, 'Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?' And the woman said to the serpent, 'We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die.' Then the serpent said to the woman, 'You will not surely die. For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you'll be like God, knowing good and evil.'" See, when the devil told Eve, "You'll be like God, knowing good and evil, and that they will not die," he of course did not give the full truth. Of course, he's a liar. They were already in the image of God, so they were made in the likeness of God. When God said they will die, he was not talking about a natural death. He was talking about a spiritual one. So knowing good and evil, really? Adam and Eve did not know evil because there was no evil to know, as they were in the presence of God always. Anyways, and everything was always good. So it sounded smart, but he was actually making a lesser offer sound like it was better. A real con artist. Evil entered the world when we disobeyed God and ate of the fruit he told us not to eat. Well, he told Adam and Eve not to eat, right? And so the devil tried this same method again by tempting Jesus and offering him with a less than offer situation. He dared do that to our Savior Jesus. He said in Matthew 4, verse 8 to 10, again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, all these things I'll give you if you will fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you shall serve. See, Jesus knew his word, and the devil was trying to deter him from his purpose. See, because the reason why Jesus came was to die for our sins, defeat hell, death in the grave, and sit at the right hand of the Father, which was a far greater purpose. And we need to know our word so we can come against the devil. See, the devil is still tempting us with this same offer he gave Jesus today. The word of God says, however, in Mark 8, verse 36, for what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and lose his own soul? Can we take a look at the world and see how the tricks have been working? Somehow we think we can become God, the created us, think we can become creator, capital C, God, the creator of life. But we're not creator and we can never be. We can create, but we can never be the creator. We need to understand that he made everything and nothing was made without him. All things were made through him and without him, nothing was made that was made. John 1 verse 3. Let God be God. He is God and we are not. He's in control of everything and we are not. It is clear that we are not. So let's just let that be, okay? In so many ways, we've been trying to play God, using all kinds of technology to change the course of nature and the way things are created to work. Like we're not satisfied with who God made us to be. And in our actions, we're saying that God can make mistakes when in fact, he can't. He's all-knowing and he's perfect, something we can never be. Even the lie that sounds very sweet, one that I can think of that is very appealing exactly in our world today, is that we are enough or we're divine. We're not. It makes it sound like we don't need God or we don't need to depend on God when without God, we can't function. For in him, we live and move and have our being, as also some of our own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. That's in Acts 17, verse 28. The enemy has deceived us into thinking we can use created things to foretell the future. This has been going on forever. Things like horoscope, reading the stars. We should not be giving our worship to the universe or equated to God when it was created by God. Yes, we can be awestruck by creation because it is beautiful. It is mind-blowing. There's no denying that. But it should point us to the creator. Otherwise, once again, we're settling for less than. Deuteronomy 4 verse 19 says, and take heed lest you lift your eyes to heaven. And when you see the sun, the moon and the stars, all the hosts of heaven, you feel driven to worship them and serve them, which the Lord your God has given to all people under the whole heaven as a heritage. Let's be alert. Now more than ever, the devil knows his time is running out, so he's working overtime. We know we win in the end because Jesus has already won for us by dying on the cross for in our place for our sins, right? And so we are more than conquerors, and the devil is a defeated foe. We know that. Now that is the truth, okay? Thank you once again for tuning in to For the Love of God. See you next time.